I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. There's a move in Israel to tighten regulations for converting to Judaism. It wouldn't affect Israelis, but it could change the status for those who convert abroad and then try to emigrate to the Jewish state. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
The modern state of Israel was founded on the idea that Jews would always have a place to call home. Jews from different countries, speaking different languages, and practicing different forms of Judaism, could simply show up in Israel and become citizens of the Jewish state. That's how the law of return works. Jeff Shalem is with his 3-year-old daughter at a Jerusalem playground. He is in the early stages of making Aliyah. That's the process of immigrating to Israel as a Jew. Shalem grew up in Charleston, South Carolina. Now he's studying religion at a Jerusalem yeshiva. He's thinking about becoming a rabbi, and he's planning to sign up for military service. In short, he wants to make a life for himself and his family here in Israel. But as a convert to Judaism, Shalem is concerned about the bill moving through Israel's parliament.
I'm safe as long as nobody digs too deep. You know, if somebody wanted to make an issue for whatever reason, they probably could.
Under current rules, Israel recognizes conversions inside the country only performed by Orthodox rabbis. People like Shalem, converted by non-Orthodox rabbis outside the country, are eligible for Israeli citizenship like other Jews. It's hard to tell exactly what the new bill does, but many fear it would essentially allow the Orthodox Jewish establishment, Israel's chief rabbinate, to determine which converts from outside Israel are legally Jewish. Regardless, many Western authorities contend this demeans all non-Orthodox converts, even those who don't choose to move to Israel. So what about Jews like me, Shalem asks. Would we be considered less than fully Jewish by the state of Israel? Shalem believes this bill violates the spirit of the law of return.
The law of return is based on the Nuremberg laws. It's based on who will be persecuted as a Jew. And if you align yourself with the Jewish people by converting, but your conversion is not up to snuff, you are still throwing in your lot with the Jewish people, for better or for worse. And according to, I would say, morality and the law of return and the history of Israel, you have a place here equal to everybody else.
Diaspora Jewish organizations are also expressing disappointment with the proposed law.
This is a very, very divisive piece of legislation that crosses the line.
Jerry Silverman is the head of Jewish Federations of North America. He says giving the chief rabbinate in Israel sole authority over who Israel recognizes as truly Jewish would drive a wedge between the Israeli government and some of its most important friends abroad, including American Jews. And he says this is no time for that to happen.
You know, Israel lives in a bad neighborhood, as the prime minister states on occasion. And there are big, big issues. But a bill like this, I believe, will create some real divides.
David Rotem is the lawmaker who introduced the conversions bill. He says giving the chief rabbinate full authority over conversions will open the door to Jewish immigrants, not close it, by creating uniform rules for conversion. Rotem says, point blank, conversions that take place outside of Israel would not be affected by this bill. As for the charge that the bill is alienating members of the Jewish diaspora, Rotem has this to say.
Solomon the King said once, love that is being attached to something is not love. If the Jewish people in the world are loving Israel or are trying to help Israel because of this bill or not because of this bill, they are doing a big mistake. Jews in the world should know that Israel is a safe place that they can run to.
Rotem's political party is called Yisrael Beiteinu, which means Israel, our home. The party is mainly supported by immigrants from the former Soviet Union, but it's not clear that they're going to be happy if Rotem's conversion bill becomes law. Jacob Proatz is a tour guide leading a group of Russian speakers to see the Kotel, the Western Wall, in Jerusalem's old city. Proatz is an immigrant from the former Soviet Union himself. He says far too many Israelis, friends and relatives of his, would fail to meet strict Orthodox requirements to be officially recognized by the state as a Jew.
They are good citizens. They serve in the army. The Israeli in every aspect. But unfortunately, Orthodox establishment does not recognize them as such. And a soldier who fought and fell for Israel will be buried outside the consecrated grounds, which, in my view, an insult to him and to his family.
Croat says, yes, there needs to be a new law on conversions, but he says the law should accommodate those Jewish converts who are devoted to Judaism and the state, not just those who meet the standards of the ultra-Orthodox. Opponents to the proposed bill in the Israeli Knesset are hoping to stall it, at least until the Knesset begins its summer recess next week. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.